Blog Talk Radio.
Well, everybody, I think we finally did it. Look at that. Wonderful, wonderful. I'm here. Isn't that something? I'm telling you, that is really something. Well, I do apologize for the inconvenience, but we made it. All praises to the Most High Yah. And I have to make another announcement. I have just been discombobulated today. I don't know what it is. I do apologize, but the episode is season 11, episode 9. And when I looked at it, I'm like, what is wrong with you? You have really been confused today. Pray for me. I need all the prayers I can get. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, we're going to give everybody a minute. Anybody have anything you want to talk about in particular before we get started? Because I want you to hear some of this. This is really something. You know, they've just taken it to another level because, you know, before when History Channel had all that, it was speculation. But now they're definitively saying this is exactly what it is. It's not a hoax. And it's like, wow, you know what I'm saying? It's like you never expect for them to come on. You know what I'm saying? Well, you know what I'm trying to say. I mean, we've been studying this for a long time, so we know that it's not that far-fetched. So I'm going to give everybody at least a 5 or 10 after the call back in, because I really do apologize for that. That has never happened in all the time that I've been on the radio, you know, to have that happen to me. So I do apologize again for the inconvenience, but wow. You know, you just look and you just like, wow. It's something, I'm telling you, it's something. And I got to wait on them because they'll be like, I didn't hear that part. Can you back up? You know how we are. You know, so I got to wait on them since I inconvenienced them. I'm going to wait a few minutes before I let you in on this. But it was season 11, episode 9. That's what it was, the History Channel, season 11, episode 9. And I'll change. They're getting them ready. I don't know whether they're getting them ready for y'all or they're getting them. I don't know what they're getting them ready for, but they're getting them ready because they know something coming. So it's like, whoa. You know, season 11, episode 9. That's what it is. It's season 11, episode 9. You know, all praises to the Most High Yah. Amazing. Just utterly amazing. It is really something, I tell you. The closer we get, the more it's beginning to become a reality. You know, it's just, you know, not that they weren't already doing it, but, you know, and we don't know whether it's ours or theirs that's going to come first. We don't know how that's going to manifest itself, but we know if they're putting it on mainstream news like this, you know, that's got to be something, you know, to be able to see and understand. They coming in, y'all. They slowly calling back in, but they here. You know, all praises to everybody. Thanks so much for being patient with me and understanding. You know, it's just been one of them days. And I think I got too comfortable today. I got too relaxed, you know, and I just kind of, I was excited about the show, you know, to be able to bring this to the show and really wasn't paying attention. So, you know, it's my fault. But we here now. You know, I'll pray this. I'm going to give them two. I'm going to give them two more minutes, and then I'm going to play this for you guys so you can hear just a little bit of it, not a lot, but just a little bit of it so you can hear, because some people don't have cable. They don't have the History Channel. They don't have all that. They just have regular TV. And I don't even own a television. I don't have I have one in my house, but I don't have a television where I can look at TV in real time. So I do everything on my computer, everything. My computer screen is my television screen, you know, so I get the news through the computer, everything. So, you know, I don't know if there's anybody else out there like me. I just want to make sure, you know, that you get, you know, that you'll be able to hear it. Is this something? Okay, we got one more minute, and then I'm gonna let it play, just for a few minutes, because I want you to hear this. This is something. I've never heard them say this before like this, and to come on with this kind of information before. I've never heard this before. It's like, whoa, you know. But you know, that go right up there with what Brother Yerushalayim saw, and half of the world is seeing. And like the sis said, there's too many of them. Where they coming from? Who knows? Nobody know that part. We don't know that part, sis. I wish I could explain it. I don't know. You know, but we know that You know, the Most High is in control of all things. We just have to let him be. All right, here we go. We're gonna I'm gonna open up this mic. You guys can hear. I'm gonna put my mic on mute so that there's no interference. And I want you to hear just a little bit of this. This is the History Channel, Season 11. I'm sorry, you guys, it's Season 11, Episode 9. Season 11, Episode 9. Hold on, let me put my phone on. Unmute this one. And here we go.
These people flock to social media with photos of UFOs flying over China.
We're getting more and more of these anomalous phenomena in the skies, which the Chinese government are trying to dismiss.
One has to wonder whether or not history is repeating itself, because in China, you have stories of flying dragons.
Extraterrestrials may have been living amongst the Chinese for thousands of years. And finally, the veil is being lifted on the true history of China.
Since the dawn of civilization, mankind has credited its origins to gods and other visitors from the stars. What if it were true? Did extraterrestrial beings really help to shape our history? And if so, could there be a connection between aliens and China's hidden empire? January 26, 2011. Sun Shili, a former Chinese foreign ministry official who worked directly with Mao Zedong, comes forward with a shocking revelation that is reported in the Canadian newspaper. The Chinese government is aware of extraterrestrials visiting Earth.
The government held an objective and practical attitude and allowed us to do abundant research, reports, and discussions on the topic. They pay great attention to this topic, especially the military, the Air Force, and Civil Aviation Department, which encounter UFO cases frequently.
Sun Shili said that not only was the Chinese government aware that extraterrestrials were visiting the Earth, but also that some aliens were actually living among us, disguised in human form. His revelations are an absolute bombshell. I mean, clearly this shines a new light on what may have been going on in relation to this subject in one of the most secret societies on the face of this planet.
Shili claimed to have discovered sensitive information about government knowledge of extraterrestrials while serving Chairman Mao. And he also had his own close encounter.
In 1972, I was in the central government. I was working in the Foreign Affairs Department. We were on evening duty when we saw a shiny UFO in the sky, like a small moon. It was smaller than the moon, but was very bright. It moved up and down. It disappeared after about 10 minutes or so.
Initially, Shili regarded the spectacle as a type of Cold War intelligence monitoring device. But years later, after working within elevated levels of the Chinese government, he was certain he had witnessed an alien spacecraft.
I met Dr. Sun Shili in 2013 in Washington, D.C. We were both speakers at the citizen hearing on disclosure. I had a chance to meet with Sun Shili and discuss some of this with him firsthand. He's entirely sincere about this.
Could Sun Shili, a man who worked closely with one of the most powerful world leaders in history,
really have inside knowledge about extraterrestrials visiting Earth. Ancient astronaut theorists say yes, and suggest that China, a historically isolationist country, may have secretly been in contact with extraterrestrials for decades, and possibly longer.
China has always been insular. There's always been a sense that the rest of the world was unimportant, that China was for China and for the Chinese, and they were very careful about any secrets that came out.
China is a notoriously closed and secret society. Is this in relation to UFOs because they know something? Could it be that they've found something?
The Chinese government does not feel obligated to explain their views on UFOs or their research. I am sure they are concerned that those who study UFOs sometimes see military tests in the skies of China. They are a self-immersed civilization, and they don't feel, perhaps, that they need to share all their historical knowledge with the others.
China is the world's most populous country, with a unique blend of ancient and modern civilization. Westerners have long held a fascination with this distant land, in part because it seems to hold so many secrets. From the construction of the 13,000-mile-long Great Wall of China, erected thousands of years ago, to the so-called digital Great Firewall, restricting the internet today, China has taken extraordinary measures that have prevented both people and information from entering or leaving its domain. But why? According to ancient astronaut theorists, the answer may be found by looking back 5,000 years to China's beginnings and the reign of their very first ruler, the Yellow Emperor.
The Yellow Emperor is understood to be a human figure, but originally in his earlier incarnation, he was actually a divine celestial figure. He was a god associated with thunder and lightning, more specifically, and he was thought to reside in the sky. The reign of the Yellow Emperor, which purportedly lasted 100 years, was thought to be a high point of Chinese culture and of civilization. So he's associated with a number of technological developments spanning from the calendar, advances in mathematics, astronomy, agricultural techniques, writing as well.
According to ancient accounts, the Yellow Emperor possessed knowledge of advanced technology and invented many mechanical devices, including a cauldron that was oriented towards the Xuan Yuan star. The star from which he is said to have descended. It was written that the cauldron could make a dragon appear from the sky.
When the time was right, he crafted the cauldron. And in it, he threw in some alchemical ingredients, elixir ingredients. And immediately, the heavens opened, and a dragon emerged.
So, a flying dragon, sometimes described with metallic skin. One has to wonder, do we have descriptions of nuts and bolts machines? Could these be nothing else but descriptions of misunderstood technology?
Based on our research, the Yellow Emperor arrived in the wonderful land of China through an aircraft.
We Chinese people consider ourselves the descendants of the dragon. In UFO research, a dragon is the symbol of aircraft, that is, the symbol of a UFO.
Wow. Okay, y'all heard that. He said we consider ourselves to be descendants of the dragon. He said, and we are basically hybrid. That's off the chain. I mean, that goes right up there with That goes right up there with the fallen angels. That's that whole fallen angel theology thing. You know, that's off the chain. Hold on, area code 928, your mic is open. Go ahead, you on the air.
We all know who the dragon is. I mean, do they really brag about that?
Well, they say that what they were saying was that he could put something in this cauldron, whatever it was that he put in there, basically will open up a portal. And they saw a flying dragon come out, but they think that these people were describing an actual ship because that's basically where he originated from. These are the people of China.
Yeah, I know. But what I'm saying is, if they're the children of the dragon, Satan is the dragon. That represents.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, they're putting this stuff out here for a reason. Absolutely.
And
for you all, I gave you the wrong episode. Hold on. It's season 11. And it's episode number 9. It's season 11 and episode number 9. Absolutely, you got that right. And they're gonna also go into the fact that they said that the people that are in the higher up offices are not human. The ones that are higher up are not human, and they run the government basically like they said about our government. A shadow government is running the government. This is all fallen angel theology. This is verifying what the Bible said. Off the chain. Anybody else want to push one? Go ahead, ma'am. The floor is open. Off the chain. You still there, 928? It's a lot. I mean, I know it's a lot to take in. This stuff is real. Evidently, this is real. And they're setting the stage for something.
Wow.
They set the stage for something. That's what I said, sis. I was watching it this morning, and I was like, wow. You know, that's one of the times you sit there and scratch your head like, wow. Yeah, this is the person who founded China, the originator of China. He said that we are the descendants of the dragon. So you know Israel is sitting in the midst of some mess. I'm telling you, oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. China. Crucial. Y'all must be downtown. There ain't nobody saying nothing. Somebody want to push one? Man. Yeah, that's what they get. That is what it is. That's what they saying it is. He said, we are descendants of the dragon. Off the chain. All right, well, if ain't nobody going to say nothing, I'm going to put a little bit more on here. I just want to put this on here for the record. Hold on, let me open up this mic and close mine so you guys can hear. Here we go.
Is it possible the Yellow Emperor was an extraterrestrial that was responsible for starting Chinese civilization over 5,000 years ago? And if so, might subsequent emperors, who all claim to be descendants of Wang Di, have been at least part alien as well? In China's ancient history, it was often forbidden to look upon the emperor. And from 1420 to 1912, emperors were actually walled off from the public within a massive citadel in Beijing, known as the Forbidden City. The design of the Forbidden City was meticulously planned to shield the emperor from the outside world, as well as symbolize Chinese philosophy and religion.
The Forbidden City was considered to be an earthly counterpart to an extraterrestrial city.
a monk received the plan for the city in a vision. And it was built of stone, some of them weighing over 300 tons.
The full name of the Forbidden City is actually the Purple Forbidden City. And this refers to a constellation which is known as the Purple Enclosure in the skies. This constellation is said to house the celestial emperor and his immediate entourage. So the Forbidden City in Beijing is considered to be an earthly or terrestrial counterpart of this celestial palace up in the stars.
So you have to wonder, might these Chinese emperors have been aliens living both among people of the earth and in the sky?
Was the practice of hiding Chinese emperors implemented to conceal flesh and blood extraterrestrials? And if so, might there still be aliens living among and in fact ruling the Chinese people? Just as former Chinese official Sun Shili claims there are today. Ancient astronaut theorists propose further evidence lies buried in an isolated desert in the form of mysterious mummies.
We're not going to do that. All right, we're going to let this commercial play for a minute. So what did we going to play this and then I'm going to take it off. But they were saying that they found mummies in like a Sahara Desert in China. And I want you to hear what they said about these mummies and their DNA sequence. This is bigger than us. I'm serious. You know, like I said, the more you think you know, you really don't know nothing. You know, and just, here we go.
Province, China, June 1994. Red Flag Logging Camp. Tree farmer Meng Zhaoguo spots what he believes to be a helicopter crashing into the nearby Dragon Mountains. He sets out to investigate. And when he reaches the lip of the valley, he is struck on the head and knocked unconscious.
He wakes up several days later in his bedroom at home, doesn't know how he got there. But he also that day has a visitation by what he describes as a 10-foot-tall extraterrestrial female with six fingers. They're floating in the air above his bed. Suddenly, she vanishes. She walks through the wall in his room, and he floats back into his bed.
While this account is certainly fantastical, Beijing-based psychologists and police technicians subjected Zhaoguo to a rigorous examination, including hypnosis and a lie detector test, and concluded his story to be truthful. Zhaoguo is one of literally thousands who have come forward in China in recent years to say that they have had extraterrestrial encounters. But his abduction by this otherworldly giant is particularly significant because of an extraordinary archaeological discovery in China that dates back nearly 4,000 years. The Taklamakan Desert, known as the Sea of Death. It is a vast, unforgiving land, shrouded in myths and lost to time.
The Taklamakan Desert is located in the northwest of China, and it's 338,000 square kilometers. So it's slightly bigger than the state of New Mexico. It is the second largest pure sand desert in the world, and it is incredibly difficult to penetrate. The climatic conditions are extremely harsh. There is no life, no food, no water, nothing.
While the Taklamakan Desert is one of the least habitable places on Earth, astoundingly, over the last three decades, Chinese archaeologists working in the Tarim Basin region have excavated hundreds of tombs that date back to as early as 1800 BC.
The climate in the Taklamakan Desert is hypoarid, so extremely, extremely dry. It is a hypercontinental climate with huge variation between the temperature at day and at night, and there's also a high salinity. And these two factors, the dryness of the climate and the salinity of the soil, do preserve the mummy soil.
The well-preserved nature of the mummified bodies allowed archaeologists to conduct modern DNA analyses that determined the ancient travelers were not Chinese.
The results of this DNA test are, of course, thrilling, and they say a lot about the history of these people, because the males must have come from what one believes is maybe the homeland of the Indo-Europeans. In these tombs, interred were mostly Caucasian-looking people. They were not Chinese, they were not Uyghurs, they were not Turkic. And there were a lot of very specific characteristics you don't find on any other place.
Now, these mummies were very curious in that some of them have what the biologists call Europoid features. This means they have angular faces, they have recessed eyes, they have white skin, they have elongated bodies, and they have curly hair that can be red, blonde, or dark brown. When they've actually tested the mitochondrial DNA of these mummies, they find haplogroups M and K, which are actually genetic DNA markers suggesting Western European genetic lineage. However, there is a problem. There are anomalies in the DNA. There are things that do not add up to any known surviving relics of genetic information that we have from anywhere else. This suggests that these people may, in fact, be extraterrestrials.
Could the mysterious mummies discovered at the Tarim Basin really be of alien origin? And might it also be possible that the giant being, Meng Zhaoguo, encountered in his home in 1994, is a member of the same alien race? Ancient astronaut theorists say yes, and suggest further proof can be found by examining the evidence discovered at one of China.
All right. It's on mute. Well, I wanted you to hear it for yourself. Now, that's the History Channel talking about the Chinese people. The Chinese people. The people we getting our food and stuff from. Lord have mercy. Woo, we got to pray. You know, that's just off the chain. I mean, for real. Man, I mean, I don't know. That is off the chain right there. You know, so that's what they're saying, that the Chinese people are the descendants from extraterrestrials. And you know, that the country of China was originated by extraterrestrials. And that,
I mean, and that the queen,
what'd you say?
The queen is extraterrestrial.
I at this point, I don't know. I mean, for real, who knows at this point? Who knows?
They said they, but I don't get. Like, is anybody beside us from Earth? Is anybody a race?
I don't know, sis. I mean, you know, because they
all hate us. I'm just wondering. They all hate us, in life, especially because the Chinese are very vicious toward black people.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's why the Most High told us not to mix. We ain't supposed to be mixing with folks. You don't know what you're mixing with. That's why you said that. That's off the chain. And you know, I always did, them people just look different. The way their hair grows, they just look different. I don't know. Mm-mm. Like I said, the more you think you know, you really don't know nothing. It's like, whoa, I mean, you really don't. You don't know nothing. The more you think you know, the Most High will let you know you really don't know nothing. You don't even understand what you're dealing with on this planet. So if that's the case, then these angels that came down and these angels that was put over those nations at the Tower of Babel have started countries, and these people are the descendants of those angels, and these angels are still here manipulating governments and stuff. Oof. According to what that just said. And for you all who want to see the rest of it, it is season 11, episode 9 of Ancient Alien History Channel. Critical. Boy, oh boy. That's why I said we got to call on y'all, because really at the end of the day, we don't know what we're dealing with here. We don't know what or who we dealing with here. And they coming up with all this technology, and they have all this extra technology they have, and they don't want nobody to know what they got. And oh my goodness gracious! Wow. And I'm sure they're not the only one by themselves.
They're planning something if they don't want you to see what they got. They're planning something.
I don't know what they're planning, but I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I know when I heard this morning, because I was half asleep, I had to sit up on that one like, excuse me? Like, what? Yeah. He said not only were they the ones who originated the country of China, but they also were the ones that there are some that are still among them in leadership and government that's running the country. That's off the chain. That would explain all of the anomalies of the ships, and everybody seeing the ships in the sky. And everybody seeing the wait till you get to that part where they start seeing the city, that whole looks like skyscrapers just floating across the sky. Scared the people so bad they were videotaping it and stuff. And put, I've seen it on YouTube, but it's on here for you to see it for yourself. It's definitely on here. And that was 16-17 minutes of it. And it's 43 minutes, so you guys, if you got access to it, or even if you have access to the internet, you can Google it, and sometimes you can pull it up, you know, but boy. I mean, we better pray. So we're up against it. I mean, for real, it's just not normal things we're up against. We're not just up against normal things. We're up against some supernatural stuff. And we need God. I mean, He has really protected Israel. He really has. From you, our eyes have really been closed to what's really going on if this is the case. Did they get you prepared for something?
Notice that all the countries that they're saying are coming up against the United States, they're trying to make friends with Africa, and we're supposedly, Africa's inviting us over there, but like, the Russians, they've been, like, shaking hands with Africa. Chinese have been shaking hands with Russia, with Africa. Now, India is shaking hands with, and Iran is trying to shake hands with Africa. But they're inviting us over there. It's like they still got some stuff going because, how is it that they all are, even England is friendly with Africa, but they hate United States, and they're really just waiting for a war to jump on the United States? That's where we are. That's just very strange to me.
I think so. All of it is strange. All of it. is strange. It's going to went past. It's just some strange stuff. But I guess this is the next level that we got to go to, because we got to get prepared for whatever this is that's coming, for real. You know, and these people, it's not a secret to these people. These people know. And if what they say is true and the majority of them are hybrids, it ain't going to be no big deal to them, no way. No big deal to them, no way. It's going to be what it is. They're going to look up and be like, oh, okay. You know? It's to us. You know, that's busy in church, jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues and running and skipping and jumping. It's like, sit down somewhere and figure out what this is. Because clearly you have been bamboozled to the point where they're keeping you so hyped up and so emotionally filled up on that mess. You don't know what's going on, for real. No. They better listen. I don't even know. I mean, when I heard that this morning, I just was like, whoa. That's off the chain. That country it has aliens, it has extraterrestrials walking among them that look human that are not, and then it has extraterrestrials inside of the government that's running the government, and it was founded by an extraterrestrial. Anybody have a comment or a question? Because y'all are quiet today. And we got some folks on this line. There's a lot of people on this line. Everybody quiet. I mean, they real quiet. I mean, it is a wake-up call, though. It is. It makes you really think about everything. Like, man, oh, man. Yeah, but the most I knew what he was doing, he was very clear with Israel. He told Israel how to operate and how to conduct themselves. You know, with everything. That's why everybody talking, we ain't got to keep the law. You better. You better. Because at the rate this is on a whole nother level. This is on a whole nother level. You know, this man, if he got opening portals and stuff and ships coming out of the portals and they found an extraterrestrial body buried in the desert. Shoot. It's bigger than us, you know. But Daniel talked about that. Daniel said that in the last days these was going to happen. Let me pull that scripture up. Because everybody thought I was crazy when I started talking about this earlier. They're like, I didn't know. That ain't what, yeah, that's what it say. You know? That's exactly what it said. When Daniel said that, what was the particular scripture, where he said that he is going to, the man was going to worship other gods and not the gods of his fathers. Let me find that. And that he was going to set them over different territories. Seemed like they already in place to me. I'm glad I ain't got to do this. I'm glad the men got to do this part. I'm still like, no. Mm-mm. I ain't going to be able to do it. You know? Yes. Hallelujah. This is crucial. And we somewhere arguing over stupid stuff. We arguing over stupid stuff. All right, let's see. Daniel chapter 8, I think it is. Let me see if that is it. And he said, and he in the latter days. Yeah, here it is. It's Daniel 8:23. It says, in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and dark understanding of dark sentences shall stand up. And his power shall be mighty, but not by his own power. And he shall destroy wonderfully, and shall prosper and practice, and shall destroy the mighty and the holy people. And through his policy also he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, that's magic, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, and by peace shall destroy many. He shall also stand up against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without hand. It says, in the evening, in the vision in the evening was told was true, and I shut up the vision. Wherefore shut up the vision, for it shall be for many days. He said, and I, Daniel, fainted and was sick certain days. Afterwards I rose up and did the king's business, and I was astonished at the vision, but none understood it. So the Most High showed Daniel what it was going to be like. That's not the one I want. I'm trying to find the one where he says that he's going to set gods over different territories. Let me see. I'm going to find it. You know, it's crucial. And we getting there now. That's why they came on TV the way they did that other program. You know, that's exactly why they came on TV and did that other program where the man was like, what's the worst case scenario with the UFOs? He was like, oh, it's too late for all that. He said, I don't know whether it's ET or Independence Day, but basically they coming. That little lady that's seeing all them ships on YouTube, that's real. That is real. Hold on, let me see. And it comes according to his own will. The whole kingdom, he's turned his face toward the isles, his estate. Arms of the flood, he shall enter peaceably. Stir up. Hold on. He shall turn the great riches in a point. I think it's in 11. I'm in 11 right now. Hold on, let me see where it is. Kings do according to his will, neither regard the God of his fight. Here we go. It's in Daniel chapter 11. It says, we start at 36. It says, and the king shall do according to his will. He shall exalt himself and magnify himself above every god, and shall speak marvelous things against the God of God. So he's going to talk against Yah, and shall prosper till the indignation be accomplished. For that is determined shall be done. Neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any god, for he shall magnify himself above all. Now, this is supposed to be that man that's coming in the last days. Now, when I believe he's going to be a black man, because whoever this is, he said, neither shall he regard, I believe he's going to be have some Israelite in him too, but it says, neither shall he regard the God of his fathers, nor desire. I bet you that next pope we have is going to be black. Y'all mark my words for what I tell you. You don't have to believe me, just watch. I believe the next pope we have is going to be a black man. Watch what I'm telling you. It says, but in his estate, listen to what it says. But in his estate shall he honor the God of forces, a God whom his fathers knew not, shall he honor with gold and silver and with precious stones and pleasant things. Thus shall he do in the most strongholds with the strange God whom he shall acknowledge and increase the glory. Watch what he says. And he shall cause them to rule over many and shall divide the land for gain. This is going to change. This is going to change, man, listen. Y'all don't have to believe me, but just watch and see. Just watch. Just watch and see what I tell you. That next pope we have going to be black. And you know how I know? Because the one that he was supposed to be in there this time, but they said the world wasn't ready for it. Now they're saying the world is ready for a black pope. And you watch what happens. That man going to be black. I'm telling you. That's coming. It's crucial. Oh, Lord have mercy. Y'all better pray. I am really serious. And talk to our children and let them know, you know, it's not a racial thing. It ain't got nothing to do with race. Notice I said don't mix, and that's what he meant. Hold on. Area code 513, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom. This is Keturah. You said he wouldn't regard, he didn't want women.
No, he don't have no desire for a woman, no.
Don't that sound like a pope? They ain't supposed to get
That's
married.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He won't have a regard for a woman. I'm telling you.
Oh,
somebody.
Steve.
It sounds like a lot of
priests.
because they don't have the doctor women.
Sorry, what'd you say? What'd you say? Can you hear me?
It sounds like a lot of the Catholic priests, because they don't have regards for women. It just seems like they have that homosexual spirit about them.
I don't know, but I know one thing, that Daniel chapter 11, that's what he talked about. This is in the latter days. It's going to get interesting. I'm telling you, it's going to get interesting. And that's why you see so many ships coming in, and they're not hiding themselves no more. And they're not playing games anymore. They're just showing themselves, because they're coming to take over. And you know what? I had heard a teaching that they were saying that, you know, the European Union is supposed to be divided into 10 nations. And that 10 nations is supposed to be those 10 kings that are spoke of, that's supposed to be in the last days, that they're supposed to be 10 kings that represent the 10 toes that are on the statue of Daniel in chapter 2, and that's the last kingdom that's going to rule before this thing is tore down and the Most High come back and fix it back like he wanted. And they were saying that those 10 kings are going to represent the 10 sons of Atlantis. And I'm like, man, and you try not to go there, but the more you do research on this stuff, the more you realize it's more extraterrestrial movement in this whole story than anybody wants to admit. Jesus the God.
Yeah.
And Israel somewhere arguing over stupid stuff. It's like, you better stop arguing and pay attention. I remember one of the Israelite leaders, he's older man, been around a long time. He told me that he was like, Yaina, the stuff you're doing is messing with the gods. He's like, I don't know about all that. Now, this thing is real. These things are real. This Bible is real.
Yes, it is.
That's why it's so important for the curse to be over, that Yah turns around and faces us, because if that's what we're up against, we really got to have some assistance from Yah to be able to function in a world that's basically extraterrestrials and hybrids.
That's why the food is like it is. It's to feed them, not to feed us.
And it's coming from China, okay?
Yes, ma'am. You know, they eat anything in China, including the kitchen table.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. I was like, Lord, hold on a minute. Area code 702, your mic is open, you're on the air. Oh, my God.
Just a quick question. You mentioned a black pope, and it just triggered something in my mind. There is a pope that's higher over all of the other popes, or over the Jesuits. And he is called the Black Pope. He's called
the
Black
Pope.
The
Black Pope is not the Black Pope of skin color. The Black Pope is the Black Pope of the Jesuits. I'm talking about a black man.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Gotcha.
A Negro, a black man, is going to be the next pope, I believe. Because they said in an article that he was supposed to be, Peter Turkson was supposed to be the pope this time, but they said that the world wasn't ready for him. So
gotcha.
I believe that they're going to have a black pope, not black in exoteric order, but black in skin color. Because he's already running everything anyway. He's running everything from the background anyway, and he a Jesuit.
Yeah, I had heard when they refer to the black pope, they are talking about it, the black uniform that he wears underneath that calic, the sleeves are black.
Yeah.
That's why they call it the black pope.
Well, it's a little deeper than that, but yeah. It's all a part of the Jesuit movement.
Yeah, he's over the Jesuit.
Mm-hmm. Black Pope. Yep. Yes, ma'am. That's what it's going to be. It's looking like it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something. That is crucial.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
This is where we are now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. So this is the issue, you know. And we have to be ready. We have to know what's going on around us so that when it comes, we can help our family. We can help our
people. Because, you know, going to war, no ifs, ands, buts, or maybes, we going to war.
Yeah. 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 Looks like it. Whew.
Because I heard y'all saying that made Trump pull back those troops was he got a phone call from Putin. And he told him, no, if you do, we go into war because that's our ally. We sworn to protect
him.
Yeah,
that's the Medes and the Persians.
Mm-hmm.
That Russia is the Medes. And I've heard so many people, Israelite brothers, talking about Russia is the Medes is Iran. No, it's not. We got a whole research teaching on that. Russia is the Medes. And Iran is the Persian. And even though they lived in the northern, one lived in the northern portion and one lived in the southern portion, the Medes are the Russians. And Russia is going to always fight with Iran. That's why I said, if you can engage in that, it's a wrap.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about Jesuits. Jesuits are supposed to be followers of that guy, Jesus, but the Messiah's name is Yahawashi. So that in itself is like an anti-Christ organization right there. That's leading
the
world as we know.
Right, the Jesuits are the ones that push Catholicism. They believe that the only way that you can be saved is through the Catholic religion. So that's what they push, which, you know, the Inquisition and when all they went through killing all the people who wouldn't denounce what they believed in. Yeah.
And they don't want you to follow the Messiah. They want you to follow who they call Jesus. But according to history, the guy Jesus was notorious. He was notorious, and it means the earth pig. But at the same time, they don't want us as a world, the world that Yah created, to follow Yahawashi, the Messiah. And they don't want us to follow Yah. They've made up something within themselves, and they want the world
mm-hmm.
to follow what they ordained or organized.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's off the chain. I'm telling y'all, we've been trying to tell everybody for the longest that this is what this is, and this is where we are. And, you know, when you get history information about a country that's this powerful, with these many people in there, ain't no telling. Ain't no telling. Because I always look at them like, why do their hair grow out their scalp like that? It grows out prickly like, you know, no, I'm serious. And, you know, I'm not making fun of them, believe me, I'm not. I'm just saying it grows out prickly like. It's just totally different. It's totally different from everybody else. They're totally different. Me and my sister say that all the time. Like, they just look different. You know, just totally different. It's a different. Man, that is crucial. I don't know what to say. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Bless your food, honey. Do the best you can. Bless your food. Because this ain't
you
no
know,
telling. I'm
the little bit you got. Because we done lost most of our crop. They say the farmers already done filed for that government insurance. Because there ain't going to be no corn crop. And it should hit us about harvest time around September, we should start seeing the prices fly up like crazy.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. I mean, we just here now. There's nothing you can do but pray and repent and ask the Most High to deliver, you know, for real. because the place of safety is looking real good about right now.
It sure is.
It's looking good. It's like, I don't mind sleeping outside. I'll sleep outside. You know what I'm saying? It looks real good about right now. I'm serious.
It sure is, especially when martial law hit. Because I can't go to them food trucks and get that pork. I just can't do it.
No, heck you no. Nope. We have made it to this point. I mean, you know, it's a rude awakening. I mean, it was. It just kind of threw me. I was just through for a loop like, whoa, excuse me? Yeah. You got to see that one for yourself. I mean, you really got to watch it because, as like I said, you got to see that floating city in the air. That whole thing, it's got buildings and skyscrapers in it. And it just goes across just as quiet. Well, quiet as it could be.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome. This is where we are now. You know, it's just unfortunate. It's something we got to be able to see. You know, because the word ain't going to come back void, just like we talked about yesterday in class. The word ain't going to come back void. It's not.
It can't.
No, it can't. No, it can't. You can't do it. And these are the things that we're going to see. And the Bible said that men's hearts is going to fail them for what their eyes going to see.
Yep.
Come outside and see somebody sitting in the cloud with his legs crossed. Just sitting up there.
Now, you know I'm a PLO myself, girl.
Just sitting there. You know what I'm saying? And you know ain't no chairs or nothing up there. He's just sitting in the clouds with his legs crossed.
And no matter how many times you try to talk to your family, they don't listen.
No, they think you're in a cult. They think you're in a cult.
Yeah.
They think you're crazy. You know, or you know, that's Christianity. You're in this. We ain't in no cult. We just know the Most High has opened up our eyes and we can see something you can't see.
That's right.
I see you in code 540, but you tell them you just keep on shouting. You'll be all right. Hold on. Area code 540, your mic is open.
Yes, I'm wondering now, hearing this, could it be those ghost cities that China built up, so many of them, and some in Africa? Maybe these beings are going to be the one occupying all those spaces?
I have no idea.
I don't know either, but it's a lot.
Ain't that something?
It's just crazy because I'm still wondering, why did they build all those buildings? I mean, it's quite a lot of them. Those cities, really.
And like the man said, you know, they're going to leave and go away and come back, and then they're going to populate with hybrid beings. That's something that's off the chain. That's the kind of stuff you just sit back and just shake your head like, Lord, have mercy.
And a lot of Africans are having children for the Chinese. Wow.
Yeah. Said it was an extraterrestrial that founded the country.
Wow.
So you know at the Tower of Babel, when the Most High divided the nation and he separated them according to the gods and he put the gods over each nation, that those people, that was off the chain. That just, all of it begins to make sense. It just makes sense now. And that Israel was his portion. It's just a lot. When you think about it, it is a lot to have to take in. It's a lot to process. I mean, I was shell shocked this morning, like, whoa, excuse me? I sat up like, excuse me? Yeah. said they're living among them. They are living among them as humans, and they're not human. And not only are they living among them, but there are extraterrestrials that are ruling the government from the background. I wonder, is that why the Most High told Israel that you're going to be ruled over by no people, a people that's void of understanding? I just wonder, because some of the stuff that was done to us was heinous. You know what I'm saying? It had to be a person. Mm-hmm. It couldn't have been a human to do that. That was heinous stuff, you know, diabolical. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, they are the ones who supply most of the food source. They are.
Yes, they do everything.
Yeah.
Even your clothes. We're not doing manufacturing too much in this country.
No, no.
Well, they sending our eggs over there to be hatched, and once they hatch, then they send them back over here.
Oh, have mercy. And they talked about how they saw labs with human bodies in incubators and babies. Listen to it. It's off the chain. I ain't playing it all because I want you guys to listen for yourself. That's Ancient Aliens Season 11, Episode 9. Listen to it.
I will not take my word for it. About not having a television, that's just like me. I don't have cable. I just got a regular antenna. I could get the regular station.
You got YouTube? You got a computer?
Yeah.
Google it. Google Ancient Aliens Season 11, Episode 9. And sometimes you can pull it up that way. Sometimes you can pull it up on YouTube. Just Google it. Mm-hmm. It's off the chain. You know, it's off the chain. It is. It's like, whoa, hold on, what? I was like, excuse me? But guess what? If they do it, if they're doing it there, then guess what else? They're doing it everywhere.
That's true.
It ain't just there. All the nations had a God over them, every last one of them. And Israel was Yah's portion. We was Yah's portion. We was the ones that was his people. We're the ones he chose to be his people. Nobody else. Well, now you know the hatred is, now you understand it.
Yeah, that's why the world hates us.
From a different perspective. From a different perspective. You understand it from a whole totally different perspective. Mm-hmm. Off the chain. It is really something. I'm telling you, it's something. That these beings are here, and these beings are stuck here on the planet because the Most High clipped their wings. They can't never come to go back to the kingdom anymore. So what do? They start civilizations and people, and they battle and fight against each other. And then they find out that Israel is being punished. And Israel being set down in the midst of all the nations scattered across the four corners of the earth. You better believe they're going to punish us in a way that they have never punished us before. Shit. They got their hands on y'all's people. Please. And they can't never go back to the kingdom. And we was the ones chosen by him. He said, I formed those people for myself. Isaiah chapter 43. And they had the government. You better believe it was all kind of genocide stuff created against us. You better believe it was. Shoot. It's starting to make sense now. This is bigger than us. Ooh, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. This is bigger than us. This is something terrestrial. This is something supernatural. This is a hatred that was deep. It runs to the 200 angels that came down here and did what they did. You know, it runs deep. It runs to the gods that was put over the children of children of the world at the Tower of Babel. It runs deep. It does. It's not just white people or African people who decided to sell us. It's deeper than that. There's somebody else mixed in with those people that's persuading, man, listen. We better pray. I mean, how can you take a baby and tie a knot around its throat and around its waist and feed it to the alligator? Who does that?
And they did it in the Nile. That tells you we the people, they did it in the Nile. They would throw us in the Nile.
Yeah. Who does that? Oh, you ain't even began to know the creation of Egypt. That's going to be next Sunday. Where Egypt, where the Egyptians came from, another extraterrestrial.
Mm.
Y'all don't even begin to know. I mean, I knew Egypt was, but I had no idea China was. Stop the chain. Stop the chain. You know, they've always come here. And they've always interacted with the leaders of these countries to make sure that things were put up a certain way and things were formed a certain way. And it's just now we have just reached the pinnacle because, I mean, you know, it ain't no happening no more. Like the man said, it's too late for all that. You know, what's the worst case scenario? He said, it's too late for all that. And some people will laugh you out their house. They will. Until the sky turned black. Oh, sorry. The whole story gonna change. It's gonna be like they're gonna be sitting on your front porch when you come home. If they have a scare to come out, they're gonna be sitting in your house. Yeah. They're gonna be waiting on somebody gonna have to, because the pastor pork chop ain't gonna be able to give them no answer. He ain't gonna have no answer.
Mm-mm.
He ain't gonna be able to tell them nothing. That's where they're going to go first. And when they figure out he don't have no answers because he ain't answering the door, him and his kids gone. They got an underground bunker somewhere that they done paid for. He gone.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Yeah. He ain't even playing. The doors of the church going to be locked. Ain't nobody going to be in there. They're going to take up an offering. If they do unlock them, they're going to take up an offering so they can get missing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wonder how many churches, black churches in America, white churches too, got a supply of water stored up and a supply of food stored up in the event of an emergency. They patrons, the ones who've been paying all that money for tithes, can come and get something to eat and be able to take at least a meal or two home to their family if push comes to shove. I wonder how many of them got storehouses set up with all this money that these people have been paying into this place all this time to be able to at least give them a couple of meals in the event that something happens like this and don't okay nobody get to the store. All them buildings, they just paid all them millions of dollars for all them doggone buildings and all that stuff, and you can't eat it, not one piece of it. You can't eat that bread. I wonder how many of them is preppers that's really been paying attention and prepping. They so busy shouting and speaking in tongues, they ain't even thought twice about it, not one. But y'all just listening to the sound of my voice, you better go get some water stored up and some food and some flashlights. And a barbecue grill in case we don't have no electricity. You can still cook. You can still boil something. Go get some stuff stored up. We have a survival list that we have put together that Malcolm gave me. If you want this list, email me at the Yehuda Project and I'll send it to you. But I'm definitely going to put it on our website. And for you all who don't know our website, you can go to www.noy. It stands for Nation of Yehuda. And then the word monarch, monarch.us. It's www.noy for Nation of Yehuda, and then the word monarch. And that's monarch.us. We're going to put that on there for you to be able to see it. Mm-hmm. And if you want to email us, our email address is theyehudaproject@gmail.com. And we're going to upgrade it and keep upgrading it to make sure everybody has, you know, this is just the basics. You can also look around online to some other people's emergency
emergency information and add to it, but you got to start doing something because you don't want to be in the line at the grocery store trying to get. I know I'm going to have to store for my children because they're not paying attention, so I make sure I get enough. You know, we're also having the 2019 Day of Repentance where we're all coming together to be able to pray and ask the Most High to forgive us for our sins and the things that we have done here. And we want you guys to definitely join us. It's in Washington, D.C., September the 7th and the 8th of this year. The website for that is 2019dayofrepentance.us. 2019dayofrepentance.us. And we will let you know by Tuesday if the hotel rooms are all sold out. If they are, we're going to book some more increments at about 10 at a time because we already got five people that's looking for some more hotel, looking for hotel rooms. So we should have some more left. Again, the email address is the, T-H-E, Yehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A-H, project, P-R-O-J-E-C-T, at gmail.com. And then our website for the 2019 Day of Repentance is 2019dayofrepentance.us. And it has everything on it. It got where we have prayer at 6 o'clock in the morning, what prayer we're praying. It has what type of clothes we're going to be wearing when we get to Washington, D.C. It has the hotel information on there. It has our T-shirt company on there. Everybody that has registered, please buy a T-shirt from us because this is how we're going to fund our lunch for everybody while they're there. And I'm working on something to try to get these T-shirts in a little earlier so you guys may have them soon. All that information is on the website. We need you to register, then buy a T-shirt, and then we'll know who's coming and how they're coming and all that good stuff. And, you know, like I said, you know, this is a wake-up call for us. I mean, you know, we just, like I said, the natural and the supernatural is about to collide, and we got to be ready. It's about to collide. You know, we just got to be ready for what's coming. But it's not going to be, it's going to be something very traumatic, stuff that, we, like I said, you come out your house, and it's a being that's sitting. It's a being that's sitting up in the sky with his legs crossed, just looking around. Shoot, you'll have a heart attack.
Hmm.
You will.
I have a question about the payment. About the payment link when you send your payment for the hotel room. Do you keep using
ma'am.
That same link?
Yes,
will you
ma'am.
Ever get a group of what's owed?
Well, I do know how much is owed, and if you want to send me an email, I'll let you know what the amount is. But, I mean, you know, we thought about that payment link. All they want you to do at the hotel is give a credit card number. They're not going to charge it until you get there. So, you know, I appreciate you guys who did the payment thing. We still have your money and everything. You know, we can apply it towards your room or help you. Well, I don't know how we're going to do that. But, you know, if you just give them a credit card number, that holds your room. And they're not going to do anything with it until you get there. But
okay,
if you
because
need for
I
us to hold your money.
I recently had fraud on my account, and the bank had to issue me new credit cards. So what do I do? Because I made a $25 payment. I made a $25 payment, but I had fraud on my account, so they had to cancel their credit card and give me a new one.
Okay, well, did they – well, we'll talk about that. I tell you what, I'll give you – give me a call later on today, and we'll talk about that. Okay?
Okay, then. Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, if it went through, it went through, and we have it. If it didn't go through, it's no law.
Oh, it went through.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it went through because I did
oh, yeah,
that
we
before
have,
this happened. Okay.
Yeah, we have it then. We have it. But if there's no need for you to make any more payments because – all you're going to do is just give them your credit card number, and they'll hold it for you.
Oh, okay.
Unless you just need us to hold it for you. I mean, it's up to you. You know, so
whatever
I'll pay to the most.
That went through, but I got the money. You know, when I get there, I got the money, so there ain't no problem.
Okay, well, that'll work then. We'll just do it that way. And then we'll work it out whichever way we need to work it out. We'll work it out, okay?
Okay.
We'll get it worked out. We'll make it work. But, yeah, so, I mean, you know, here we go. You know, we're moving into this last phase. The curse is almost over with, and here we go. Powerful stuff jumping off. Ain't no telling what we're going to see after this is over with. You know, we're trying to get everybody the information so they can brace themselves, because they don't tell us what we're going to see. It isn't. You know, it's just not. So I just wanted to let that go. Now, we have gone 15 minutes over. You know, I appreciate everybody being patient. I tried to do, we usually end at 5, so we're going to end at 5:15 today since we lost 15 minutes. But I do appreciate you guys coming on to the show today. I hope this information was enlightening. You guys can hear it. You know, if you cannot hear it, I can try to tape the show for you and put it on a CD and send it to you. Just let me know if you don't have access to the History Channel, because I know how to do all that. I can do all that and send it to you so you can hear it. You know, but, yeah, I mean, we do. This is off the hook. I was just sitting there like, whoa, wow, you know, and this is where we're at. So on that note, it is 5:15. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm sorry for the inconvenience earlier. We will definitely see you all on Tuesday night. We will have information about the hotel rooms on Tuesday night with more of, you know, how many we're going to have to book over, because we were told that the rooms that we reserved are already gone. They're booked up. So we're going to put some more rooms to the side so everybody can have a room, and you can have a room held for you if that's what you want to do. So on that note, we say shalom, shalom, everybody, and have a wonderful rest of your evening. Good night.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom.